The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it and fled to the Iconian city of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him and saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw that what Paul had done, they cried out in Lyconian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in the entrance of the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. The apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? Why are you the same? We are the same nature of you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news, that you should turn from these idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness. For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. The word of the Lord. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the pagans say, "Where is their God?" Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. May you be blessed by the Lord, you who made heaven and earth. Heaven is the heaven of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my works, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you everything and remind you all that I have told you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear from Jesus, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." And then he says it again and again in the gospel. So again, years ago, when I worked with Father Pete, there was one guy there who was a male prostitute. And we're sitting there talking one day. He just came back off. He was also a drug addict, of course, as was the point. And he looked at me once and he says, "Larry," I wasn't ordained, and then I was still a kid. And he said, "Larry, I love Jesus so much. I love him so much. I'd do anything for him." And I said, "So and so, he wants you to stop having sex with everybody." He said, "Well, I can't do that." Sometimes we all think, "Oh, we love God so much." And then he says, "Okay, you love me? Yes, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stop judging. I want you to stop hurting others with your words. I want you to stop whatever it happens to be." And we all, I can't do that. And yet Jesus looks at us and says, the one who loves me keeps my commandments. And what's the commandment of Jesus? Love one another as I have loved you. Huh? He says, my commandments, not my Father's commandments, my commandments. And so, and do as I did, the works that I do. So, and then he says, when you do this, I'll love you. And then more than I will love you, God loves us, period. But I will come and make my home in you. Oh, when we think about it. So today the question is, do I prove that I love God by obeying him? That's the only way I prove that I love God. Nature know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.